I used it a lot because the only thing the other stove they had there to cook on was a little propane, apartment-sized propane stove that didn't have an oven in it. I mean, they had an oven, but it didn't work. And so I couldn't cook for 25 men on that little tiny apartment-sized stove. And I really enjoyed cooking on that big one because you had, you know, you could put all your pots and pans on there no matter how big they were and do your bacon and everything all at the same time. And it was really great. And I was into that kind of stuff anyway because I had a wood cook stove that I cooked on at home. So I knew how to use it. But it just had to, you had to be real careful about adjusting the burner for the ovens and stuff on the big stove there in the cookhouse. And of course I had all, they got me all the, except for the stove, they got me all the machinery that I needed. I had mixers and blenders and food processors and all that kind of stuff. And then I think I had been there 2 years and they finally bought me a propane stove. And they bought the kind, they bought a brand new one, of course, and the newer ones, your oven goes out when the electricity goes off.
Oh.
And we had the generators up there for electricity. And they would neglect to tell me when I had my ovens full of bread or cake or whatever, that they were shutting the light plant down to check the oil. And of course the oven wouldn't come back on until it cooled off. It had to cool to a certain temperature before you could turn it back on. So I ruined a few things. But after I told them that I wasn't going to feed them anymore, they were real careful, and someone would always come and tell me when they were going to shut the generator down.